This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live on this Tuesday, June 21st edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. I will be with you for the first 30 minutes. Then Alex Jones will be hosting the show live, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Now, we're going to start by talking about violent, crazy left-wing extremists, because, of course, over the past 5 days, the Conservatives, the right, the pro-Brexit people in the United Kingdom have been blamed, have been lectured for the toxic and inflammatory atmosphere that they apparently created, which led to the murder of the Labour MP, Joe Cox. Now, of course, the polls were showing that Vote Leave was pulling ahead. The momentum was with the pro-Brexit camp. As soon as this murder happened, that was reversed. Because they cashed in immediately, they blamed anyone who wanted to take back power from the unelected, corrupt bureaucrats in Brussels. They blamed them for this murder. They characterized them as dangerous right-wing extremists. Well, now, last night, it emerged that during a Donald Trump rally, an illegal alien from the United Kingdom tried to grab the gun of a police officer and assassinate Donald Trump. Now, I've been warning about this for at least 3 or 4 months. In fact, I put out a video 3 months ago called The Assassination of Donald Trump, predicting this very thing, that dangerous left-wing violent rhetoric would lead to a crazy trying to actually attempt to assassinate Donald Trump. And exactly that happened on Saturday night. This is out of the American Mirror. Would-be Trump assassin, an illegal alien. If one illegal alien had his wish, he would have killed Donald Trump on Saturday. Michael Stephen Sanford appeared in a federal court in Las Vegas today, 2 days after he was arrested for allegedly trying to grab a police officer's gun with the intent to assassinate the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Now, bear in mind that his parents, he wasn't political before this. It was over the course of the last 6 months to a year that he allegedly planned this assassination attempt. This wasn't just a mindless tweet on Twitter. This wasn't a social media post. This was an actual plan to assassinate Donald Trump. He said that he had schemed it for a year. He traveled down. He went to a firing range the day before to practice his shooting skills. Obviously, it was a poor attempt, but it was an actual assassination plot. So it remains to be seen what radicalized this individual to do this. His father said that he wasn't political, but he was radicalized over the last 12 months. He doesn't know by what. Well, I've got a pretty good clue. We're going to get more into it after the break, but just for starters, you know, Facebook, for months and months, hosting pages called "I effing want to kill Donald Trump." Do you think that had anything to do with it? Do you think the hundreds, the thousands of tweets on a daily basis saying, "I'm going to kill Donald Trump," saying, "Who's going to take one for the team and assassinate Donald Trump?" Do you think that had anything to do with it? Do you think the rap songs, the F Trump anthem, the F Donald Trump song, again, heralded by the music media as brave protest anthems, legitimized by the mainstream media, do you think that had anything to do with the radicalization of this individual? I would say that it had a massive amount to do with it. And again, this guy is a British citizen. He was there for 18 months illegally in the United States. For the last 6 months plus, for the last 8, 9 months, in fact, he's been hearing this constant drumbeat of left-wing violent radical rhetoric about how Donald Trump is a Nazi, about how he's going to put, you know, Muslims in concentration camps, about how he's literally Hitler. They've been hearing this for months and months and months. They've seen the mainstream media legitimize violent threats against Donald Trump. They've seen the press legitimize, give a platform to the individual who rushed the stage and tried to tackle Trump back in March. That's what led to this crazy left-wing violent rhetoric, and it needs to be called out. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show. Stay right there.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over. Move it on over.
You're like live on the Alex Jones Show across Tuesday, June 17th edition. Alex will be live on the air at the bottom of the hour, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Michael Stephen Sandford. This is the illegal alien, the British citizen that was in the United States illegally, who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump during his event on Saturday. Sanford's only form of ID was a United Kingdom's driver's license, reports RT. At his arraignment on Monday, it was revealed that he had overstayed his visa and was in the United States illegally. In a court filing against the British national, U.S. Attorney Daniel Bogden alleges Sanford had never fired a gun before until the day prior to the rally. According to police, he approached Las Vegas Police Department officer Emil Jacob and attempted to take his weapon and use it to shoot Trump. The court filing states he drove from California to Nevada because, quote, he finally felt confident about trying it. He remains in custody and has a court hearing July 5th. So obviously the left-wing press in America, left-wing press in the United Kingdom, the same media outlets that demonized conservatives for the death of Joe Cox, the pro-Remain Labour MP in the United Kingdom, who was murdered by somebody whose friends and neighbors said that he wasn't political. He suddenly apparently became political in recent months. Of course, they blame the right wing, they blame the conservatives for that, and yet this is not the only example of crazy left-wing violent rhetoric leading to potential bloodshed. So we've got this guy who tried to assassinate Trump, and then today it's revealed that Omar Mateen, the Orlando Pulse nightclub gunman, was not only a registered Democrat, he supported Hillary Clinton. This is out of the Washington Post. This is a conversation between Omar Mateen and his friend. They spoke to his friend. This is out of the article. Omar and I continued to have infrequent conversations over the next few years. I saw him at a dinner at his father's house in January. Of course, his father, the big Taliban fan, who the media treated as a credible source immediately after the attack when he said that it had nothing to do with Islam. The article goes on, we talked about the presidential election and debated our views of the candidates that were running. Again, this is a conversation between Omar Mateen and his friend. Quote, he liked Hillary Clinton. That's right, the gunman in the Orlando nightclub massacre was a big Hillary fan. He was a registered Democrat. Now, will Hillary Clinton be asked over and over again by the mainstream media over the next 3 to 4 weeks to disavow Omar Mateen? Remember when David Duke came out and endorsed Donald Trump, and Trump repeatedly had to address the question, even though he said from the very beginning he had nothing to do with him, didn't want his support, he was forced to disavow him over and over again because, of course, the press were trying to do guilt by association. So now we've got it on the record, according to one of his close friends, that Omar Mateen supported Hillary Clinton. He was a registered Democrat. Was he radicalized by some of this crazy left-wing violent rhetoric? So again, you know, will Hillary suspend her campaign out of respect for the Orlando victims? This is what happened in the United Kingdom. The Vote Leave campaign suspended all campaigning in the aftermath of the murder of this left-wing Labour MP. Of course, Vote Remain, the pro-EU opposition, said they were doing the same, suspending their campaign, except they didn't. They immediately went on the offensive and vociferously blamed conservatives who want to get out of the EU for this mental patient who was hooked up on psychotropic drugs for murdering this Labour MP. But again, Omar Mateen supported Hillary Clinton. Will Hillary suspend her campaign out of respect for the Orlando victims? Will she be asked to disavow her association, since he endorsed her, with Omar Mateen over and over again over the next few weeks? No. That's the answer. You won't hear it once. It's buried deep within this Washington Post article, and that's where it will remain. Because the left is terrified of this narrative coming out. Oh, and by the way, you remember on the same day it was reported, when you had the Orlando attack, the very same day it was reported that an individual was caught with explosives, with guns in his vehicle, on the way to a gay pride march. Now, this was first reported, it was first rumored that it was some kind of right-wing radical. And this one kind of flew under the radar as well. It turns out that that individual who was caught with the guns, with the explosives, presumably on the way to carry out some kind of massacre, was not a right-wing extremist. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. This is out of gotnews.com. The would-be West Hollywood shooter is a gun-toting, weed-smoking, conspiracy-theorizing Bernie bro, gotnews.com has learned. He's not a Trump fan or a racist, as far as we can tell. So again, you had that story come out. As soon as it became apparent that he wasn't a dangerous right-wing extremist, the story kind of disappeared. So now you've got three examples. You have the would-be Trump assassin. You have Omar Mateen. And you have this individual, James Wesley Howell, who was caught with the explosives with the guns on the way to the gay pride parade. All three of them left-wingers. All three of them potentially radicalized by violent left-wing rhetoric. Will you hear the mainstream media even mention it? Never mind, tie it, weave it into their narrative. No. It's too toxic for them to even acknowledge this threat. Now, there's an article in Breitbart, which is really good, called "Did British MPs Radicalize the Man Who Tried to Murder Donald Trump?" This is Raheem Kassan. The very top of the British political establishment has sought to link the murder of Joe Cox MP with the Brexit campaign, arguing against logic and potentially in contempt of court that the politics of hate and a UKIP poster were somehow responsible. So by their logic, surely David Cameron, Jeremy Corbyn and their parliamentary colleagues will now take responsibility for the alleged attempted murder of Donald Trump by a British man. Now, remember the environment we've had for the past 6-8 months in Britain. Donald Trump's a Nazi. Donald Trump's literally Hitler. Donald Trump wants to put Mexicans and Muslims in camps. You had the petition signed by hundreds of thousands of people to block Donald Trump from entering the United Kingdom. Now, they created that narrative that Donald Trump was somehow this dangerous, violent, extremist, radical threat to democracy. So is it really any surprise that not only did we have the attendant violence at Donald Trump rallies, you know, people being attacked, spat on, punched in the face by violent left-wingers, of course, that was first blamed on Donald Trump, and now we have individuals acting out based on this rhetoric, including the would-be assassin of Donald Trump. So in every single case, radicalized by violent left-wing rhetoric, but you won't see the mainstream media point it out because it completely demolishes their narrative. Now we have another story out of NBC. This just broke about 30 minutes ago. Three arrested with multiple loaded guns, knives, body armor at Holland Tunnel on way to New York City. Three people were arrested with multiple loaded guns, rifles and ballistic vests at the Holland Tunnel Tuesday, when police stopped them for driving with a cracked windshield, authorities tell NBC4 New York. Three individuals, two men in their 50s and a woman in her 30s, who may be from Pennsylvania, were stopped on the New Jersey side of the tunnel around 8 a.m. So we wait to see more details on that. We don't know the identity. We don't know the motivation. But again, another incident in New York uncovered today, as this climate of violent rhetoric escalates. Now, one of the top stories up on Infowars.com, moderate Muslim role model chopping heads off is the easiest solution. Of course, we featured the clip from Norway, where the Islamic speaker asks the Muslim crowd, hundreds of people, if they consider themselves to be moderate Muslims. They all do. And furthermore, if they consider the death penalty for homosexuality to be acceptable as ascribed by the Quran and Allah. They all put their hands up and agree. These are supposed moderate Muslims agreeing that homosexuality should be punishable by death. Well, another clip has been uncovered of a so-called moderate Muslim outlining the five ways in which homosexuals should be put to death under Islam. Here's the clip.
If there's homosexual men, the punishment is one of five things. One, the easiest one maybe, chop their head off. That's the easiest. Second, burn them to death. Third, throw them off a cliff. Fourth, tear down a wall on them so they die under that. A combination of the above. We have a hadith on that. Now, whether somebody is going to accept that, that's up to the jurists to read and understand. There's definitely some of those apply. Now, maybe the combination. But this is something that's there.
Now, you just heard the voice of Imam Hamza Sodagar. This is not an ISIS spokesman. This is an icon to young Muslims around the world. This is a supposed moderate Muslim giving you, laying out the five ways in which homosexuals should be executed. Now, what happened after he made these comments? Well, he was invited to Sweden to preach to Muslim youths about Islamic jurisprudence and Islamic philosophy. So he was given a platform after making these comments, calling for gays to be killed in all these horrific, horrible ways. We'll be back after the break to get into this and more. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Alex Jones will be coming up live on the show. But first, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Alexa Pure Water Filters 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only from the super high quality gravity fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems to shower filters. Now is the time to stock up for the lowest. Up to 99.999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. You can even filter water from lakes, rivers, streams, wells, and, of course, municipal water. So, again, get the products. Read the five-star reviews, the independent third-party reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And it all goes to helping to grow this platform. The mainstream media is completely dominated by leftist, manipulative, deceptive rhetoric that fools people into voting for people like Hillary Clinton, that fools people into voting to remain in the European Union. That's why we need to grow our platform. It's come so far in such a short period of time. But again, the mainstream media is so unified in its message, despite the fact that its influence is in decline. People trust the mainstream media less than ever before, but still, because they've got such a unified message, because they've still got such big funding behind them, which we don't have. We don't have George Soros funding us. We don't have advertisements from massive transnational pharmaceutical companies. We only have your support. So it's vital that you get the products, and that's how you support us. That's how we're able to send people out to Bilderberg, to all these Trump events, to challenge the mainstream media narrative directly. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us today. Now, of course, before the break, we played the so-called moderate Mullen, who thinks that gays should be dealt with by chopping their heads off. I'm sure he's going to get an invitation to the White House like Clock Boy or something. I mean, listen to what he said. Chop their heads off, burn them to death, throw them off a cliff, tear down a wall on them so they die under that, or a combination of the above. Now, this is not a spokesman of ISIS. This is somebody who, according to the Muslim group of USA and Canada, quote, is deemed a role model by young Muslims all around the world. This is a guy who speaks globally at international events. You know, he's linked in with some of the universities. And he's basically saying that, yes, it's in the Hadiths, it's in the Quran. This is how we deal with gay people. This is moderate Islam. Again, it goes right to the heart of the point. After the Orlando shooting, we heard the usual rhetoric. Not all Muslims. This has nothing to do with Islam. Again, they even repeatedly quoted the Taliban-supporting father of Omar Mateen, saying that it had nothing to do with Islam. He just wasn't happy at seeing two gay people kissing on the street, even though it turned out he was gay himself. Of course, he was a complete hypocrite. So again, we have moderate Muslims. We played the clip out of Norway. Are you a moderate Muslim? They all put their hands up. Black, white, Arab, doesn't matter. Do you agree with the death penalty for homosexuals? They all put their hands up. This is not an extremist fringe belief, as the media would have you believe it, as the politically correct left-wing apologists for Islam would have you believe it. And here's yet another example. Now, on the subject of cultural enrichment, which, of course, we're enjoying across Europe right now, F the UK, hundreds of stone-throwing migrants force Calais to close as they try to board ferries to Britain in violent rampage as police fire tear gas. This is out of the Daily Mail. Hundreds of enraged migrants cause chaos in Calais as they tried to board ferries to the UK in a violent rampage. Police had to use tear gas on a 300-strong mob yesterday. As they threw stones and attempted to board lorries, French authorities were forced to seal off the port as police erected barriers to contain the ferocious crowd, which was shouting, F the UK. So while viciously, violently attempting to enter the UK on a daily basis to get benefits, to get free housing, to get free food, they're simultaneously chanting, F the UK. Really grateful, aren't they? I mean, this is a great idea that we're going to allow, you know, potentially 12 million more of these individuals in if Turkey joins the EU later down the line. And recall, the left wing has not only embraced this, in some cases they're physically helping them come in. We've played the footage out of Calais, out of other areas on the border of France, where the so-called anti-fascist left wing are aiding the migrants as they try to enter the United Kingdom. Even as the police, you know, try to arrest them, they rush past them. they're not only verbally, rhetorically helping this invasion, this cultural enrichment, sorry, to be politically correct, they're physically doing so. Again, this is another reason why we need to get out of the EU, because we've got another 12 million plus coming. We'll be back next on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march.
Infowars.com.
The Empire's stay right on there. The run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be popping in this segment. This has just gone up on BBC News, though. Headline, Jo Cox died for her views, her widower tells BBC. So, not to downplay the tragedy of this, but they've literally wheeled out the widow, the husband of this pro-Remain Camp Labour MP, to say that she died because of her political beliefs. Now, obviously, the implication is anyone who votes to leave the EU is siding with the crazy, radical, right-wing murderer. I mean, it's so transparent, it's unbelievable. For the past 5 days in the United Kingdom, we've had this constant drumbeat, this guilt trip, that if you vote to leave the European Union, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with the actions of this one individual, this was a guy who was mentally ill. He was on psychotropic drugs. He used to scrub himself clean with Brillo pads. He had obsessive compulsive disorder. What in the hell has that got to do with the fact that the EU makes 60% of our laws and regulations? What has that got to do with the fact that we're allowing in 334,000 net immigrants into this country every single year? What has it got to do with the fact that, you know, fishermen in London, salmon grillers, are forced to comply with onerous EU regulations that bankrupt their companies to say that salmon contains fish on their packaging? What has it got to do with the fishermen that have been put out of business, that have had generations of their livelihoods ruined by these EU fishing quotas, which dictate that they can't even fish in British waters? But no, let's just focus on one demented lunatic who liked to scrub himself with Brillo pads, because that's suddenly what the debate is all about. So now the widow, I mean, he was out immediately, but they wheeled him out once again. The funeral of Joe Cox is tomorrow, the day before the referendum vote. Shameful, absolutely shameful exploitation of this woman's death for political grist when they said, we're going to suspend the campaigns, we're not going to talk politics. They immediately blamed it on the Vote Leave camp. So again, I mean, it was Project Fear all along. It was David Cameron saying, we're going to have World War III if we leave the EU. There's going to be an economic Armageddon. He even said that the leader of ISIS would support Britain leaving the EU. That didn't work. The polls were beginning to shift over to Vote Leave again. At one stage, Vote remained, you know, they were 10, 13 points ahead back a few months ago. Those polls completely reversed. At one point, there was a poll that showed Vote Leave 13 points ahead. Again, most polls before that incident showed that Vote Leave was ahead. They also had the momentum. They were on top of the argument because everybody had got sick to the back teeth of Project Fear. So they turned Project Fear into Project Grief. And of course, this is the same crowd, the very same crowd, for example, that when a Muslim man attacked bystanders with a knife at a tube station in London back, I believe it was in December, what was the hashtag? What was the narrative that came out in the immediate aftermath? It was, you ain't no Muslim, bruv. Again, the first thing they did was to extricate this from blaming all Muslims. Because you can't blame all Muslims for a terror attack. That's bigoted, that's racist. But you can blame all people who want to get out of the European Union for the actions of one demented lunatic who liked to scrub himself clean with Brillo pads. Again, if the left's doing it, it's perfectly fine. So again, now we've got stories about the memos from the Vote Remain the Stronger in Europe director, Remain campaign director Will Straw, who sent an email. Again, this was on Saturday, just a couple of days after the murder of Joe Cox, saying that voters had been, quote, pulled up short by the murder of Joe Cox, and that Stronger In, that's the campaign to remain in Europe, should now attack the Leave side for creating, quote, division and resentment. Now, of course, whenever you hear leftists talk about division, they're really talking about people who have the sheer temerity to stand by their principles. So after they told the public, and after Vote Leave had relented and kind of backed down and become a little weak on this because they didn't want to be seen as insensitive, they said, we're going to suspend the campaigns. Even though the leaflets kept coming, you know, I had a leaflet the very next day, they didn't suspend their campaign. They went even more on the offensive, trying to frame this as being the fault of people who want to leave the EU. But again, you won't see that with the would-be Trump assassin. Again, this illegal alien, British citizen, been planning this, you know, for a year, radicalized by the rhetoric, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a fascist, stop Trump from entering the UK, he's going to put all Muslims in concentration camps, he's going to deport Mexican people. They believe that. And all you had to do every day for the past 12 months is go on Twitter and search for kill Trump, assassinate Trump. You can go on there right now and do it. Every single day death threat after death threat. I mean, this is what caused Trump back in October last year, you know, to get Secret Service protection. He wears a bulletproof vest at all his public events. That's why he doesn't do his jacket up, because of the weight of this bulletproof vest. And it was, you know, it's perfectly reasonable. An onslaught of death threats, but not only death threats from crazed individuals on Twitter and ones who actually plan to go through with it, as we saw on Saturday, but again, the legitimization of this through the media. You saw after Ferguson, Time magazine, in defense of rioting. They legitimize violence so long as it's on the left. But God forbid you would have a situation like we had with, you know, the seizure there in Oregon of the property. That's violent right-wing, that's dangerous, completely castigated by the media. But when it happens in places like Ferguson, it's legitimized. When the guy rushed the stage, remember the famous incident where the Secret Service had to grab him and, you know, protect Donald Trump? What happened? Was he denounced? No, he was given a platform. He was on CNN the very next day. Again, arguing that this was completely justified and legitimate because he was basing it on the narrative, what he had heard about the danger that Donald Trump posed to democracy, to Muslims, to Mexicans. Of course, completely exaggerated, completely overblown. But this is the process of violent left-wing radicalization that led to the incident on Saturday night where this guy tried to grab a police officer's gun and tried to shoot Donald Trump. And again, this is not a top story. This is just in the background. This is still bubbling along. And of course, we go back to the numerous reports we've made over and over again. Facebook refusing to remove pages called I effing want to kill Donald Trump. We had top rappers. We had YG and Nipsey Hussle, you know, performing in front of 20,000 people at the Coachella Music Festival. A rap song, you know, which openly invokes death threats and vows to stage riots if Trump wins the presidency. Was it denounced? No, it was hailed. Billboard.com, The Source, MTV, every single one of them hailed it as this glorious protest anthem. You had the F Donald Trump's anthem, again, heralded as a viral protest song by sectors of the music media. Go and listen to the lyrics of this song. I mean, it was on YouTube for months. I don't even know if they deleted it. Again, this is the process of violent left-wing radicalization. But it's never covered from the leftist perspective because they can't allow that to get out. That's why they blamed the violence at the Trump rallies on Donald Trump. Again, for months. Until, you know, the volume of footage was so overwhelming that they had to back away from that. We're seeing a similar process in the UK. This is out of LBC with regard to Brexit. Headline, I was called racist for handing out leave leaflets. Now, these were black people who were handing out leaflets for vote leave in the United Kingdom. This is what they said. Yesterday, I was called racist all day. I was called a Nazi. My friend had his foot stamped on. It was scary. We had our stall kicked, punched. We had leaflets taken from the table. Someone tried to knock the table over. The weird thing is, I'm half Caribbean and my friend is Jamaican. All these people over the course of the day, every single person who called us a racist or a Nazi, and there were many, were all white, middle-class people. Well, what do you know? Again, they're so concerned about minorities, but not if they're conservatives. Then they can go to hell. Again, stamped on, attacked, called Nazis, simply for campaigning for a political position which is held by, you know, virtually half of the country.
Paul, sitting back, listening to you, sitting back watching you do a great job here co-hosting with me today. I'm going to take over for the balance of the transmission now. But I really love having these mixed broadcasts where David Knight's on, you're on, I'm on. I'm having a workcation here with the family down in the Gulf of Mexico / Caribbean fishing, enjoying the bounties of God's world and the little bit of freedom we have left. But here listening to you, break all this down, and I know it's only a fraction of the evidence we have, even though it's voluminous. This voluminous mountain is only a grain of sand of the corruption and the ignorance, and it is the dumbed-down nature of the general public. That is the ocean in which this corruption swims. And when you've got people that are so dumbed down, they just think if they go with mainstream media, go with the latest fad, the latest fraud, the latest hype, they're going to get ahead. Like this Stephen Stanford, 19 from England, didn't have a job, basically living off welfare, here illegally, a big leftist, and he thought he would be such a hero getting caught up in all the hype that he would go to a shooting range, learn how to use a gun but couldn't buy one, so went and then tried to steal a police officer's firearm. And it took 2 days for us to even learn that this guy had been arrested. And he was finally obviously indicted in federal court yesterday. And this is illustrative of how they are pushing the mass of these zombies to go out and engage in these attacks. And then the New York Times and the Daily Beast and everybody else can just sit back and act like they are completely ignorant to why any of this is happening, why any of this is unfolding. But it really is this triumph of ignorance over substance, where you have Donald Trump, who's always been equal rights for everybody, who was giving interviews back in, you know, 1993, 2000, you name it, with The Advocate. You've got Donald Trump, who's advanced women, minorities, you name it, in every position, more than anybody else in his industry. You've got a guy saying Saudi Arabia doesn't take one refugee. They started the civil war in Syria. We should vet these people before they're allowed to come in. And the response is to have people running around with rainbow flags screaming he hates gay people and he wants to kill the Muslims or ship them all back to whatever. It just shows how we have been totally trained to submit to the popular meme. And if you look at who goes along with mainstream media, they have the lowest income. They're the most ignorant people. They're young. They're stupid. They're foolish. And they just believe if they follow these narratives to go get two or three college degrees, or they follow the narrative of, you know, adopting some lifestyle that the media says to, or they just follow the narrative of go out and kill Donald Trump, that somehow they'll be fulfilled. No, he'll just probably serve 5 to 10 years in a federal prison or be deported back to England. But it's so classic, the mental illness of an illegal alien from England here, demanding everything free and literally whacked out wanting to kill a presidential candidate because he's a Nazi. This shows the entitlement. When I can't go to Russia, I can't go to China, I can't go to Mexico, I can't go to Brazil, I can't go to Nigeria, I can't go to anywhere in the world and try to ask for free stuff, I'd be imprisoned, I'd be beat up, I'd be thrown out on the street, I'd be deported. But only here do we have this mass mental illness, and then all of these weirdo, you know, entitled people that absolutely think that we're their mortal enemies if we don't just give them everything and give them everything now. And like giant Trigglypuffs, armies of Trigglypuffs, armies of social justice warriors, totally entitled, they're not learning how to write, how to read, how to be good at business, how to be charming, how to work hard, how to be competitive, how to be creative, how to be innovative. They're learning how to bitch and complain and whine like toddlers and organize themselves into big, giant groups of people parroting the same slogans mindlessly, believing somehow they're going to get ahead by doing this. This is what social engineering does. This is what the end of the family does. This is what it delivers us. And it'd be bad enough, you know, societies tend to slouch towards Gomorrah, to quote the late Judge William Bork. But the globalists are greasing the skids towards Gomorrah for us to enter the most decadent cycle possible while cutting off resources at the same time, organizing a societal global collapse that is known as Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, we're exposing. So we're going to break, and I'm going to come back and take over and talk about all this breaking news. But first, Paul, the British exit, the Brexit, it's here. Give people the time frame. Your 20-minute report's up on Facebook, Twitter, at Real Alex Jones. It's on Infowars.com. Required viewing for anybody that wants to understand that globalism is in big trouble, but it's failing forward, trying to gobble up and declare all these unconstitutional anti-human rights. Here we are with world government out in the open. We're going to skip this break. Here we are with planetary regimes in our face. Here we are with admitted geoengineering and admitted deadly vaccines and admitted everything we've talked about, A to Z, from NSA spying to GMO and glyphosate's causing cancer. It's all being proven. It's all being documented. So what are they doing? They're shifting at the top to dictatorial, unelected, multinational corporations, getting governments to sign on to treaties, waiving their rights. They're merging the three global power units of the Asian-Pacific Union, the American Union, and the European Union through the TPP and the Atlantic Treaty Organization. This is all happening as we speak in everybody's face, and instead we've got a bunch of people running around talking about transgender bathrooms and women with feminists painted on their face screaming and crying, oh my God, Donald Trump's so mean to the Muslims. This is mass mental illness, but that's at the bottom, it's mental illness. At the top, the globalists can't win an intellectual battle with patriots. All they can do is accelerate the dumbing down of folks that aren't awake, build them into giant masses of braying sheep to basically run their political opposition off of cliffs. And then once the poor, pathetic sheep, like we see now in Venezuela, are on the street starving to death, it won't matter. They'll still, like retarded baby birds, be begging for their globalist masters to vomit stolen goods into their little tummies that doesn't exist. So this is humanity being sabotaged. If you ever wanted to see what it would look like if aliens could infiltrate humanity, hypothetically, as an allegory to what we're facing, really it's a guild of psychopaths inbred, so they are alien, who are building AI breakaway civilization, which is alien, who are creating chimera cross species creations by the thousands that are alien. So in reality, we are facing a psychopath dream. Humans can dream and build anything we want, but psychopaths can dream and steal our dreams and have stolen our dreams and are building this giant, all-seeing, twisted, wannabe, smart dust-driven, panopticonic, overwatching, future-predicting, twisted, false, omnipresent God that they believe will make them gods when they merge as they accelerate gene gun splicing of thousands of species, cross-species degeneration, destruction of the environment, just everything else you can imagine while claiming they're trying to save it, when in reality they're in a mad psychopathic rush to build godhood, but the God has told them they must first destroy this creation and override it because the two creations cannot live in singularity together. Now, that isn't beyond revelations. I'll eat my hat. So let's talk about the British exit, the Brexit. Let's talk about that briefly, Paul, and I'm going to get into all the other news dealing with Trump, but it's bigger than Trump because through this is a lens of distortion of how they can act like he's this horrible goblin monster. And he has these armies of dumbed-down minions sycophantically running around wanting to prove their manhood by killing him. It's just a sight to behold to see modern totalitarianism rising rapidly in the form of so-called liberalism, Paul Watson.
Well, here's the point. Let's play the game based on their rules. Okay, so Jo Cox, the Labour MP in the United Kingdom, she was murdered by some United Kingdom Art of Law. About Omar Mateen. His friend said that Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub gunman, supported Hillary Clinton. So is Hillary Clinton to blame? You know, is Hillary Clinton now going to have to disavow Omar Mateen for the next 3 to 4 weeks over and over again? Is Hillary Clinton going to have to suspend her campaign out of respect for the Orlando victims, because Omar Mateen supported Hillary Clinton?
Paul, let me interject. Let me interject on this. This is important. Hillary Clinton is to blame for helping create Al-Qaeda and ISIS and giving them Syria and making deals with the EU to bring in the refugees who then help radicalize the climate so that first-generationers from Afghanistan, like Omar Mateen, take action. And her government, her FBI, her Justice Department, Obama's system, ordering the protection of this mosque, these imams, the rest of it. You can actually say she is to blame because there's all the connections. But in the case of some supposed crazy person shooting someone who's for staying in the Euro, and that's not even clear, and then blaming everyone that's for the British exit for sovereignty, that's their fault. No, it's not their fault because they didn't give the Stinger missiles to them. They didn't open the borders. They didn't allow the radicalization. They didn't protect the, quote, mosque that was teaching him, because there was no mosque. It wasn't any organized group delivering it. It was a mentally ill person, and we even believe that, Paul Watson.
Exactly. I mean, you can go to the next example. You know, the guy they caught with explosives and guns on his way to a gay pride march. It seems come out that this individual, James Wesley Howell, was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Does that mean Bernie Sanders is to blame? Does that mean Bernie Sanders has to disavow his connection to this?
Bernie Sanders attracts mentally ill people.
Well, yeah, we've kind of documented that on numerous occasions. But, you know, if they want to play this game, let's play it. But they don't want to play it. They want to play it by different rules. It's not a level playing field. So, again, the same with this guy who tried to assassinate Trump. You know, they'll probably blame that on Trump for his rhetoric. Even though this guy is in the UK, he's been hearing for the past 6-8 months, Donald Trump's the Nazi, he's a fascist, we need to ban him from the United Kingdom, he's dangerous. That's what he was radicalized by. That was the wellspring, that was the incitement for him to try and go and carry out that assassination.
Let me ask this question. Do you think the totalitarian left worldwide is becoming openly fascistic and oppressive because they're arrogant and think they're winning? Or is it because they're losing? But that's the first part of the question. Separately, I tend to think it's both. They know they're starting to lose the cultural war, so they're having to go ahead and move to authoritarianism, even though it's a desperate gamble and tends to make people wake up even faster. Still, they just can't help it and have the classic instincts of tyrants that even though it's going to destroy them in the end, they can't help it. They want to exercise the raw edge of power.
No, I mean, that's precisely it. And you can look at Brexit as another example of that. Even if we vote leave, even if there is a Brexit on Thursday, which is when the vote takes place, they've basically already come out and said, oh, by the way, if you vote for Brexit, we're probably not going to follow through with it. We're not going to allow you to exercise your democratic will because the referendum is not law-abiding. So we're just going to go back to Parliament and discuss it for a few months. Maybe we'll do something, maybe we won't. So even ahead of it, they're saying, we're just going to ignore your vote, just like the EU has done in many other countries. You know, the French, the Dutch, they vote. The Irish, to get out of these things, the vote is ignored. The terms are changed, and they make them vote again until they get the result they want.
Sure. Paul, I think overall that shows time is on our side in that you know, the more they engage in shenanigans, the more they exempt themselves from taxes if you're an EU bureaucrat, the more they engage in all this bizarre animal farm behavior, the faster time runs out. Hopefully on Brexit Day, just coming up here in a day or so, you will spend a lot of time with us, Paul, and also host some special transmissions from London, England. Thank you so much, Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. I appreciate Paul sitting in today, spending time with my family. And got here a little bit late for the broadcast, which was always kind of a plan, that if things are going well with the kids, we're having a good time, they're not tired or anything, that that we would end up letting Paul and some of the other folks host part of the show. And I do deserve a vacation. I mean, we all need to take a break sometimes, but it's torture to not be on air when I'm reading all this news and seeing what's going on. I mean, this is not a job for me. This is a fight. This is a commitment. This is what my life is all about. Because if you don't fight for liberty, you will be a slave. It's a fact. It's like having, you know, screen doors on submarines. You will flood. You will sink if you don't have those doors on. Briefly, we need to be funded. We need the support to have our reporters all over the world and breaking analysis and having, you know, just huge effects on the discourse of human activities in the direction of liberty. We have Roger Stone news coming up, big news on attacks on free speech when we start the next hour. Roger Stone gave us key intel this morning and has relayed a message to us exclusively. We're going to be breaking here on the other side. Briefly, we're running the biggest special ever on Hillary for President shirts. 50% off when you go to Infowars.com/newsletter. Put in your email, or you're already a member of the InfoWars Newsletter Insider, we will send you the promo code to get 50% off. You're like, wait a minute, you did this a month or so ago. That's right. The biggest sale is you can get the next one for 75% off, $4.95. Normally they're $20, you know, $19.95. Now they're $9.95. The first one's $9.95. The second one is $4.95. That is at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. You can already buy them for $9.95 if you want to support the broadcast. But if you go to the site and you sign up for the newsletter, you can get up to 75% off on that. Also about to end the Tim Kennedy special coming up, 15% off on Supernova Vitality. Well, InfoWarsLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.